Comfort is often the first thing we're willing to give up, like taking a long flight for a vacation or waking up early for a workout. But don't let style be the reason you aren't comfy. Mack Weldon's Ace Collection makes it effortless to look put together while feeling truly comfortable. No compromises needed. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed pieces to keep you comfortable anywhere. Inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, the Ace Collection combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks. Upgrade your collection for the new year with new bomber jackets, half zips, sweats, crew necks, and much more. Mack Weldon clothes are designed to fit your style and the demands of modern life. They look like regular clothes, but feel like the latest in modern comfort. Get comfortable anywhere with the Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.
Welcome to Sweeping the Country. I'm Derek Walker, your host, my co-host, Mr. Jimmy Carter. Hey, Jimmy.
Oh, man, it's already the 15th of the month, pretty much.
And, I can't believe that. I mean, we just had New Year's.
I was in Texas. I drove, 10 hours out there and 10 hours back. And that's a long way. I'm good for about 6 hours is nothing.
Did you do it all in one shot?
Six hours is a
punt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't.
I mean, I stopped to use the bathroom once or so. And then stopped and got a Coke, and I did get out of the car and go eat one time on this trip.
I think you got to do that.
I mean, just a little bit of Waffle House. I wanted to eat quick and get on with it,
Yeah.
But no, 10 hours is a nice journey. And boy, I learned this one. I won't ever do this again. Leaving at a reasonable hour, like 8 o'clock, 7:30 or 8 o'clock, 8:15, I think I left. All right. I got to go 9 or 10 hours.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I got 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 hours. I'm on the outskirts of Houston already.
Yeah.
I've made great time. And I'm in Harris County, Texas. It took me 2 hours to cross the city.
Oh, traffic.
Because it's at rush hour. And that's like being in Los Angeles. And
that
is
true.
Not where you want to spend hours number
nine.
Number 9 and number 10.
Yeah, you've been driving all day. And now
you
got to
deal
sit
with traffic.
Yeah.
You know, that's just. I won't do that again. So I left on Sunday to avoid that.
Yeah, perfect.
You know, so I'd have no traffic when I left at 6 a.m. or whatever time I got out of there.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
And David, I just zoom and got here. You know, and I'm tired the last hour or so, but I wanted to do it all in the light.
Yeah,
I
like that.
And
too.
I don't mind driving at night, but it's just after you've been driving all day, you just don't want to deal with that.
It's extra something you got to pay attention to. You know,
you're just not sharp anymore. So it's just,
agree.
But it was fun. Texas is great. You know, food, man, I paid $35
for
a barbecue sandwich, a great barbecue sandwich.
Okay.
Sandwich, banana pudding, and a Miller Lite beer. $35.
That seems a little heavy, but if the sandwich
that's a little high. Yeah, about $10 at least. And it's just beef's gone up, and some of these places in those cities, they're having to pay their people a lot more. You know, they're paying them $20 an hour and whatever.
You're making
the food go up.
You're making me look up my Chick-fil-A from today. I think it was
That should be reasonable.
For two people, I think it was $14 about.
Yeah, that's
about.
Okay.
That was pretty good, yeah.
Like you know, but boy, this was a Terry Black's barbecue, and which is really the rage, and people stand in line to get in there. It was excellent.
Yeah.
But $35 for what little I had, you know, was
too much.
I don't know.
I tell you,
but it's just that's the world, you know, that we live in.
I think you're right. We had some clients, and we went to a dinner. I can't remember what day. It was Friday. I think it was Friday night. Went to a kind of a nice restaurant, and by the time we left, it was $3.35 for four people. That's that's $80 a pop, right? I mean, $90 a pop per person. I mean,
that's pretty heavy. What
food was good. Food was really good. I mean, I had a butler steak and like risotto, rice, and that kind of thing. But and a few cocktails.
What's a butler steak?
I don't know, but it's good.
Heard of that.
It's like a flat iron, kind of tenderized, sliced on a bed of risotto, which is great.
Okay,
but it's not a lot of food.
Sliced steak. All
it's
right.
Not a lot of food, but it was good. But I think
the Chinese kind of place.
No, just like
what kind of?
I don't know. Like
it's kind of gourmet
American cuisine. Yeah.
Yeah, somebody trying to be fancy. Just give me a steak. I can cut it myself.
Yeah. I paid $30 for them to cut it. But it was really good.
Anyway.
But, you know, I mean, food is expensive no matter where you go anymore. I mean, you two people can ring up $100 pretty quick.
Oh, no doubt. And you know, and then probably one of the most exciting things that have, well, we went to an Italian restaurant
Ooh, I love
that's in
Italian.
Galveston, Texas. And Guido's, I think it's called. Guido, yeah. I
Okay.
think that's right. Anyway, it's the only white tablecloth thing, I think.
Yeah.
And it's been there forever, 100 years or
Oof,
something.
wow.
And boy, it's great. I mean, you know, great service, gumbo, you know, just all kinds of great stuff you would expect at a seafood place.
Yeah.
And it was just that was great. And then I ran across some eagles. You know, that thrilled me.
Oh, yeah.
They were eating crap off the side of the road and did not expect to see them.
Yeah,
And
bald
then,
eagle?
yeah.
Wow,
And
I never even thought they had
then
them.
I got out and it was cold and I needed to go to the bathroom and I had to get my big camera out. And it's just, I'm saying, oh my God, of all things, but I gotta wait this out, you know,
Yeah.
because these eagles. So I got some good pictures and
Nice.
on from there. I'll send you some
Yeah,
pictures
I'd
of
love to
it.
see
Anyway,
them. I'd love to
so it
see
was
them.
a fun trip, but anything to escape talking about the news. Oh
God, it's
God,
nuts.
I mean, this year has started out. I mean, if you ever wondered, and some of these are things that we've created ourselves in some way, as America's created, but not really. I mean, some of the stuff was these things were boiling, and they finally just boiled over, like
Yeah.
in Iran.
Oh gosh, that's
Now, that whole thing
crazy.
there—they're murdering people.
Yeah, that's civil
They may
war. I
have.
mean,
Some people said they may have killed 10 to 12,000 people.
holy
You know,
cow.
just go, these militia come up to where these protesters are and just go. Brr. It's like the Nazis. I mean, it's worse,
Wow,
as
wow.
bad as the Nazis did.
That's
And this
crazy.
Iran thing—that's really crazy in the Middle East. And so that's going to be a more developing story, I think, within the next week.
Jimmy,
And
it
then the
felt like
whole
that.
Venezuela thing is a mess. Is
Oh,
a
God,
it's
that's a
not a
mess.
mess, but it's you know it's kind of like what we did is we replaced that we fired the CEO, and now we're looking. And now somebody's bumped up to the CEO, but that's it. And that place is a mess. I mean,
Right.
it's got old equipment. We're not going to be able to, you know, just go in there and take, you know, do whatever we think we're going to do. But maybe we got the madman out of there, so we'll see if that helps. But that's, you know, that page has not been turned completely over
Yeah,
yet.
yeah, yeah.
And then whether or not we're going to go into Mexico or any of these other places and wonder if Cuba's going to fall. I mean, Russia, you know, didn't come and help Venezuela, so you got to wonder, are they going to come and help Cuba if they
Right.
go down?
I've been waiting for that. I really have. I feel like, it's a door open for them to do that.
But you haven't seen any, you know, protests or anything like that down there. So you
Yeah.
don't know.
Yeah, we'll
You know
see.
what they're going to do. But they're, you know, cutting off the oil because that's when, and Venezuela gave them a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's how they were able to function, is Venezuela was propping them up. Russia
Interesting.
can't prop up anybody right now. They're killing, they've
Well,
lost
they've spent
thousands of
so
people in
much
the
money.
military and they're still spending it in Ukraine. And so, you know, they're not as able to go out and do some mischief that they would have done in the past. And China, I mean, I think we made a lot of people sit up with the way that we did this, with all hands on deck, military, 150 airplanes and
Right,
everything
right. It
else,
was a
and went in there and
guarantee.
didn't have any casualties and did the campaign that we did. I don't think anybody wants to mess with us.
Yeah, that's
I think that's
fair.
given everybody a, you know, that between that and the Iran, you know, when we bombed their nuclear sites and
Yeah.
nobody knew where we were coming and nothing worked. All this Chinese anti-aircraft, nothing works.
Yeah.
You know, that they've sold all these third world countries. And so it's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know where all this drug stuff is going and everything, but it's dramatic.
Yeah, I agree. And I think part of it too is to set, for the US to say, "Hey, we're still here. We're still, a
Yeah, we
powerful
hadn't acted like
country."
we've been here, and we've
That's
acted
right.
like we've been here,
Yeah,
you
right.
know, with and so you're not going to stop people fighting in the Middle East.
No.
They've been fighting since before Jesus.
That's true.
So,
That's
I
true.
mean, they're not going to stop Gaza or any of those other places. But if you can calm things down and keep certain people from stirring it all up.
Yeah.
But right now, one thing that's happened, and a lot of Americans don't realize it because we're not informed. Our media has become just so politicized. I mean, you can't watch anything without, you know, without some smart aleck remark. Or I will say
You're
they
right.
left it out of the Golden Globes. They left
Did they
politics.
really? That's a
Yeah, they
first.
did. And for
Yeah.
the most part, the host Nikki Glaser did.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was.
She's a comedian, right? She's a stand-up.
Yeah, attractive comedian.
Yeah.
And she had some lines. I had some lines that she didn't use. Let me see here. I think it would have been funny. She left it out, though.
Yeah.
She was a welcoming. She should have. She was going to say, welcoming everybody to the Trump Beverly Hilton.
And?
You know, that would have been a nice little just throw it in there and see if you get some delayed laughter of that.
Yeah, yeah.
And
that's funny.
And she was going, this woman, Chase Infinity.
Mm-hmm.
Said Chase Infinity is nominated for Best Actress tonight, and Chase Infinity.
Whether you're walking barefoot in the snow, escaping for a walk on your lunch break, or trekking halfway across the world for a lush view, it feels good when we unplug and connect to our simpler side. If only our everyday nutrition were that simple. It's time to simplify your wellness routine with Ka'Chava. Getting the nutrition we need from that graveyard of supplements in our cupboards is often overcomplicated. Just 2 scoops of Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake, and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. So instead of adding to your backstock of supplements that overpromise and underdeliver, keep it simple with just 2 scoops that have the highest quality ingredients. Simplify your nutrition at ka'chava.com and use code NEWS. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st. That's ka'chava, ka'chava.com, code NEWS.
It's her real name.
Yeah.
This is true. If you apply now, you can earn 5% cash back on all travel bookings through her through the end of the year. So get on that. That would have been good.
I see what you're doing in your spare time.
So that was
rewriting
good.
Some of the comedy. Yeah, that's funny.
And another one was here. Hear it from the bar. We're out of ice. You know what? We really don't need ice. I actually hate ice. And you know, that was another little thing she could have done. I think any of those might have been okay, but she didn't do it.
She didn't do it. That's
stayed funny. Away from it because politics is no, either side's not laughing.
It could be the plague if you touch it, right? I mean,
it's like he's third rail. You stay away from it
right,
the way around.
Right.
The word Trump is such a toxic name for people. And, you know, he is over the top on some things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, he said something about Jerome Powell today.
I didn't see that.
Schoolyard language that he used. And I just kind of wish he wouldn't do that. And I wish he wouldn't get gold and put it all in the Oval Office and do some of the little things like that he does. I'm all for him finally giving America a backbone.
Yeah.
And this guy, Maduro, I mean, we put up a reward during the Biden administration.
Yeah.
We were going to pay somebody $50 million.
To go get him,
If they got him.
Yeah.
And they didn't do it. And then we did it. And now we saved $50 million. And the Democrats end up criticizing when they would have been all for it
if
it had been during them. I mean, it's just so obvious that the Democrats, all they want to be in charge.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever they do while they're in charge, it's okay. But, you know, it's terrible if the Republicans do it while they're in charge. Again, I've said it a million times. If Trump came up with a cancer cure, they'd be against it.
Yeah, they would be. It'd be something wrong with that,
it's
too.
It's just it doesn't fit the agreement. Now, this ice thing. Well, first of all, when did it ever become, and it happened in Portland too, and it happened in Tennessee mm-hmm. the other day. People driving a car or a truck into a police officer's path.
Right, right.
When did that ever get to be okay? This guy he stole a state truck and drove it right toward a cop, a park ranger in Tennessee a couple of days ago, and he got shot to death by the cop.
Well,
in Portland, They did something, and they ended up, 2 of them got shot, and that was a Venezuelan gang member that was living up there.
Wow.
And you had the police. This is a Venezuelan gang member now that did something bad, and then with the cop got into a shooting, you know, and the cop shot him, and they made it about another mile or two down the road and crashed the car, had to go to the hospital. And then you have this police chief up there in the Northwest, maybe in Portland, crying about things. I mean, they're just wired up wrong all these things.
Sometimes, Jimmy, and I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like I'm in such disbelief at the angle from which that side comes from. I think to myself, are you really trying to sell that to me? Are you really trying to stand up to a dictator?
You know, I don't know how you can say, now, do I think they should go around like some people would like and round up
absolutely
maids that
not.
Are
no, absolutely
going to
not.
Work for people's house or landscapers or that
right.
kind of stuff.
Right. No,
they should be. There should be something done about it, but that's not what I want to see done.
Right.
Do I want to get gang members and rapists and those things out, which they've been doing, and they did in Minneapolis? And do I want to see these people who have stole not millions, not thousands, not millions, but billions maybe from the federal government, the Somali people, do I want them get the boot? Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, they're stealing money left and right, but then the Democrats even defend that.
I don't get it, though. I don't get where they're how they even come from that angle. It's like, well,
because it must be bad because it's Trump.
I guess.
You know,
they
act like some of these people are just, you know, salt of the earth. And maybe some of them are, but some of them are not. And separate the wheat from the chaff. They still should become citizens. And all these people doing crimes, they ought to just, you know, which they're hopefully going to do.
Well,
put them in
the plane. Whether, you know, this is a weird thing to say when we're talking about, you know, immigration and illegal immigration and all that, but whether or not you're from, you know, Mexico or from the United States, you do a crime, we lock you up. So why are you mad if we're locking up either citizens or non-citizens or sending back the non-citizens and locking up the citizens? That's the law. That's what we're doing. You're breaking the law.
And then if you look at the protest, you know, you've got people with a lot of people with blue hair and rings in their nose and just people that are unusual, you know, and a lot of angry middle-aged white women that are shrill and that are driving and say that you're blocking the road.
Right. Well,
I mean, you know, we've tolerated these people, you know, violate, they should not be allowed to gather in a road where they're trying to block the path of these police officers. They need to be maced and taken to jail. You can't go out. Me and you cannot go out in the middle of the street and block a policeman on any day. And
know what the difference is, though, Jimmy? If you and I go out and do that, we will get arrested.
In a heartbeat.
When these groups go out, there's a tolerance level.
They tolerate it, which they have,
they don't
have
understand.
No tolerance.
Yeah.
If they want to protest on the side of the road in an area where that's okay,
right,
on the sidewalk,
right.
And if they're blocking the sidewalk, they shouldn't probably do that either.
Yeah.
But in some legal form, and there are plenty of ways to do illegal form, but make it where, you know, but again, you don't have the police department and you have this panty waist mayor up there, you know, who's just cussing. And that's another thing. All these beta males that think they're tough if they drop the F-bomb.
Yeah, I don't get
We've
that.
We've seen that a lot on the left-hand side. You know, cussing makes me strong, makes me macho. And it doesn't. You're still a panty waist guy.
Yeah, it's a very strange angle to take.
It's just to shake your head, because there's plenty of cuckoo birds on the right-hand side, too.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's just disturbing that there's so many in extreme both sides.
I want to ask you a question, because I don't know for sure. I mean, I see these stories pop up all the time. And I see some of these protests, whether it's right or left, but mostly left, because it seems as though when the election is lost to the right, like if you're on the left-hand side of the aisle, you just can't accept it, right? So we got to burn things down. We got to protest. We got to slam cars. We got to defund the police. We got to create chaos, right? Create chaos. Seems like
that's what they've said. I mean, like the playbook says, chaos and resist.
Right. Okay.
It's not let's work together and try to, you know, negotiate and try to get something.
Oh, there's none of that.
It's shut the government. It's to do all that kind of stuff. They think that's okay.
Well, it's
not okay.
It's our way. It's our way, and tolerate it until it's not their way, and then we can't tolerate it. You know, it's like the people with the least amount of tolerance want you to tolerate them. So why is it a one-way street? But so there's that, right? But I think to myself, these groups that protest that aren't working and stuff, I keep seeing these things where, oh, they're paid to be out there. Are they paid? Are there some of them that are paid to be out there?
I think I ran into this personally at some gathering I decided to go to a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And most of the people that are there are not paid.
Okay.
But there's an organizer.
Okay.
A community organizer, somebody with a clipboard, somebody that's making sure the trains run on time.
Yeah, because they sure run the same.
Because they gathered this stuff and tell them where to meet and the logistics of it. There's somebody that's paid that does that.
Okay, okay.
And I know this one woman said to me, and I was watching her, she said, and she was doing something. She said, well, I got to get this wrapped up. I got to get to St. Louis. We got a protest there tomorrow.
Wow.
You know, they come from out of town.
Interesting.
You know, and do these things. And yes, they're getting paid. And in the civil rights era, there was some of that going on.
Okay.
But then some of that going on was what were people that were, and I've heard this from some good, reliable people, not a lot, but some was from foreign groups.
Okay.
Like, you know, some Russian-inspired people or Chinese.
I mean, I could see that.
To disrupt things, to make things, you know, they love it when we're fighting with each other.
Yeah,
they can't be happier when we're fighting with each other, just like in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't be happier that the good and the bad people are fighting in Iran, and we're hoping the good people win.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's just, you look at all these things, and you're going to have a lot of Congress people that are leaving this year. Because
whether you're walking barefoot in the snow, escaping for a walk on your lunch break, or trekking halfway across the world for a lush view, it feels good when we unplug and connect to our simpler side. If only our everyday nutrition were that simple. It's time to simplify your wellness routine with Ka'Chava. Getting the nutrition we need from that graveyard of supplements in our cupboards is often overcomplicated. Just 2 scoops of Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake, and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. So instead of adding to your backstock of supplements that overpromise and underdeliver, keep it simple with just 2 scoops that have the highest quality ingredients. Simplify your nutrition at Ka'Chava.com and use code NEWS. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st. That's Ka'Chava, Ka'Chava.com, code NEWS.
They've just said, hey, we're not getting anything done. And if we lose in the November elections, we don't think we really want to be here, you know, to be a lame duck.
Yeah.
You know, in there. And it's just, but then you got stories like this. Now, and I've noticed it lately, and I think that the news media, I listen to Face the Nation on Sunday and Meet the Press and a couple of things, because I was in the car and I was trapped and I needed something to listen to.
Yeah, sure.
But man, I mean, they do, but 1 out of every 5 questions is a good, fair, you should ask that question to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But then a lot of it, the tone of it, you know, is just angry when you've got the Republican people up there. And it's, you know, really caring and thinking when you have, you know, a Democratic person up there. They're so in the clink, you know, against Trump and, you know, against ICE, you know, and it's just, and then you get the Hollywood crowd, you know, that wants to jump all in. So you're kind of saying we don't need any immigration people. We should have open borders. And a lot of people do think that, but you don't have a country when you've got that. You don't have it. There's nobody in the world that's doing that.
I agree.
Smallest third world country to nobody. Nobody's doing it except when we were doing it. And we're not even doing it. You know, when you land at the Kennedy Airport and stuff like that, you're getting checked.
Yeah.
But this whole deal with customs and dope and just all the different things that are human trafficking and things like that, just the Democrats have got to get, you know, got to get the crap moved out of their ears, because you need this, but it needs to be done right. And again, that's why we need to have discussions instead of just the way they're doing it doesn't win anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it needs to have people up there that are talking some common sense. We need, you know, we do need to. I don't know what they're doing up there. Mm-hmm. And then this mayor was saying they had 50 people making an arrest of one person. Oh, would you rather have just like 2 or 3 so they could be outgunned and outmanned at any time and get killed?
Right.
You go in with overwhelming force, whether you're the military or anything else. You go in with 50 times more than you need, and then maybe everybody gets out alive.
Right, right. But to somebody that has no experience with that, they're not going to understand that, and so they can't come from
that. And these people
are
mayors and people like that, you know, that don't understand. And the fact you've got crying police chiefs, you know, worried about somebody, and I just, it's crazy. And then you've got this, a U.S. Secret Service agent that was part of the Biden administration, a holdover was guarding the vice president. And somebody from one of these citizen journalist things, which, you know, they're the ones that really uncovered and blew up this Somali
thing.
Young guy, citizen journalist thing. Well, this, what I think they did here, and I don't know this for sure because they're not saying, but I think they got a good looking woman to go in here and pretend to be something and got this Secret Service agent talking. And he talked about travel plans, shift schedules, protective formation.
Great.
Sensitive security information. They called it an undercover journalist, but I think that was, so what they're having to do, this guy has been put on leave. He'll probably get fired.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're making everybody in the Secret Service, let's see here. There's a thing they're making them all go do. Anyway, Secret Service agent repeatedly shared details with someone he believed with a casual romantic interest.
Oh, geez.
So that's what they did. She posed
as something
and got all kinds of pillow talk from which they shouldn't do. But making it, I was trying to think where they're making people, making all the Secret Service people go in there and talk about how they could be fooled.
Oh, you know, kind of like
giving
those,
up information.
Kind of like
how
those
they
fishing.
Be giving up information anytime.
It's kind of like those phishing emails that corporations send out, right?
Yeah.
Did you fall for it?
Try to get somebody.
Yeah.
This guy is saying, I was trying to find where it was here. No redactions. It's a long story, but I haven't seen this covered anywhere.
No. No, but
see?
it's a big,
it's important story that you got people just yakking about all that stuff.
I've noticed a lot since that Minnesota story broke. I noticed a lot more independent folks going out there. Now, I don't know if they have, you know, training for that, or they're just going out there trying to get hits on their social media or what they're trying to do.
Yeah, some of that's that.
Yeah,
they're just trying to do that. And, you know, but you got your regular media that's, you know, that's just in, they're looking for, you know, there's something that's anti-Trump. Here it is. The U.S. Secret Service deeply apologizes to the Vance family for this violation of their trust and privacy. We're committed to taking the necessary action. And then, I just lost my place, Dad. He's making them take all this counter-espionage stuff again, making everybody in the Secret Service take their class in espionage, how people can, you know, get to you and stuff like that.
Yeah, fascinating. Fascinating. There is
retake the agency's anti-espionage training, because that's really what it was. I mean, in this case, it was journalism, but it could have been somebody, you know, that was, you know, Russian, Chinese, whoever, Korean.
Yeah,
you know, that infiltrate, you know, with a honeypot. I think they used to call that a honeypot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was very common back.
That's the oldest trick in the book.
Yeah,
is trying to get some, you know, somebody to spy on the country, you know, through a girlfriend or something like that.
Yeah, which is really lame, but it works.
It works.
It works big time.
So anyway, this, all that is just crazy. And, you know, you got people that are just, you know, you shake your head, you know, in there. And then, you know, even with the Venezuelan thing, instead of saying how great it was that we have soldiers and have a military that's so organized and so effective, you know, they were just big on, it's Trump. He has to be bad that he went in like that. What do they want him to do, negotiate, or try to invite him to a tea party and see if Maduro would come out?
Right.
I mean, you know, the only way you can do some of this stuff is that way.
But it's the same thing as, it's the same thing, and the pattern is so obvious, and I don't know why people don't just stop and go, whoa, wait a second. It's the same thing with him every time, right? Maduro was the contract, whatever you want to call it, hit or pick him up or bring him in or whatever.
Yeah.
That was done during Biden. It's just like people say, oh, they made us get the vaccines. Trump made us get the vaccine. Trump did this. Trump did that. No, that was not the case. It's just, all you got to do is look at the timeline. So both the Democrats and Republicans can do the exact same thing. But when it's done with Trump right now, it's vilified. It doesn't matter what he does, even if it was Biden's old idea or whoever the auto pin was at the time.
Yeah,
it was still bad because Trump is the last one to do it.
Well, it's going to be really interesting to see how this goes. I mean, Rubio has really been, you know, really gotten a lot of points,
yeah,
and seems to be very liked. Mm-hmm. But he said he's not going to run for president if Vance runs.
What do you think? I mean, who do you think?
And Vance is, you know, I think he's definitely running.
Yeah.
And I think he's the man that'll get the, you know, I don't think that anybody would throw him out to put Rubio in, I don't think.
Rubio
is great at what he's doing, so his time may come after that.
Yeah.
But then with Newsom, is he going to be?
Is he going to be the Democratic?
I mean, if he is, I think Vance would beat Newsom.
I can't imagine.
Newsom's too plastic. I mean, these other guys that want to run, and I don't mean for vice president. I mean for the number one job. And Newsom's not going to settle to be a vice president.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
You know, these people, the governor of Pennsylvania or Kentucky, they both want it.
Yeah.
And so I think they might be some good candidates. And I don't know what I think about Vance, but man, if we're going to go back, you know, if that's what it means after Trump is for to have Democrats in and have them erase everything that he has done, you know.
There's a good chance.
I think that'd be very bad.
I think there's a good chance.
Now, take the name off the Trump Kennedy Center. That's okay.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, and then remove some of the gold. Okay. But as far as some of these, I have, you know, no, we don't need to go down that path. Again, open the borders up, all these things that we've spent zillions to try to fix. I don't know.
Well, what I don't understand about that is it can't be good for the country in any way, not to go one way or the other, but to keep flip-flopping back and forth, whether it's foreign diplomacy, whether it's our own, you know, domestic, you know, laws and borders and rules and things like that. It seems like every time there's a shift in the two parties, it flip-flops.
Well, remember when Trump was going out,
yeah,
and Biden was coming in,
mm-hmm.
They were so ready to go. Remember, he signed all those executive orders.
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of them, yeah.
And did all that stuff and renaming army bases and just doing all this stuff. And then Trump comes in because he's ready. His people are ready. And they did all the stuff that they did. And it's just, come on, folks. I don't know. I don't know how this works out. I wish we'd have, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
We can't go back. We are in a race to save our lives here. The Greenland deal, let's do that real quick.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, Denmark says, if we had to choose between the United States and Denmark, we're going with Denmark. Well, you may not have a choice in that deal. And we're not going to go in there and invade Greenland.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen. But the head of NATO, the NATO commander-in-chief, I was listening to his speech the other night on one of these things that, you know, no one else is going to run.
Yeah.
And he's talking about how we have got to get into the Arctic and get into Greenland with more of our NATO forces. And we got to do more up there than we've done. Because China and Russia are running wild up there,
mm-hmm.
and it won't be long before they might decide to take some. And what are we going to do? You know,
yeah.
What are we going to do about it? So Russia and China, I mean, that thing was real close to being turned over in Venezuela.
Yeah.
I mean, the Chinese delegation was there the night before. Russia's already had ships in their harbors before. China is all over South America. We talked about that before.
It's kind of the same
bases and everything. So,
yeah.
I mean, we've got to defend, you know, Taiwan and then some of that stuff over there. Australia finally woke up,
mm-hmm.
and they're getting some more military. Japan has rearmed again to try to, you know, hold back, you know, China, who wants to take over the world, and so does Russia.
It's almost the same MO that we're talking about for both those countries, right? With the foreign leaders coming in and trying to woo, you know, so they can get the oil or they can get the, you know, the rare earth minerals or whatever it is.
Or they just want to be closer to us and spy on
or
us.
Or that.
You know, those balloons coming overhead, that's still...
What is that?
Somebody's going to figure that out and tell us one day.
Does nobody care about that? That was the weirdest story of that year.
It's just the whole country was asleep for 4 years.
Yeah, right.
You know, there were really no decisions being made that were difficult decisions.
Which scares me for the next go-round. So I'm okay with whichever party is in there. I just want a party that cares about this country. That's all I want.
Well,
is that too much to ask?
It's like when they passed the Obama. I do believe people deserve some health care, and the whole system's screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
The insurance companies are making way too much money.
I don't argue with that at all. I can't.
And they're playing so many games with the bill where you have a procedure and it's $3,000 and Medicare pays $100 and the other insurance company pays, you know, $50 and that's all they pay for the 3,000. And what's that about?
I was in the hospital today. I won't get into any detail, but I was not myself. It was for somebody else. I was in the hospital, and I was thinking while I was sitting there, there's a gal came in. She rolled a cart in there with a little laptop on it, and she mm-hmm. stopped, and the patient was sitting in the bed, and she started with questions. And so, you know how they do that question and answer. You got any medications, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I see here your insurance is this. Okay, I'm going to need a copay. Do you have your wallet with you? While the patient was in the bed, do you have your wallet? Yeah, mm-hmm. I do. It's over here. And so they get the wallet, and they said, okay, the copay is, you know, let's say $240. They ran the credit card right there
at the
bedside of the patient.
That's a bunch of crap.
It is a bunch of crap.
I know they deserve – they need to get their money, but there just got to be a better system.
Can we do it on the way out maybe? Pay the bill
on the
way out?
Well, I mean, just in general, you know.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right.
It's just wrong. I mean, you know, I saw so many homeless people in Austin.
Did
so
you?
Many.
Is it pretty bad?
It's just,
yeah.
I mean, it's terrible. Mm-hmm. It's at least as bad as it's been, but I think it was worse myself.
Yeah.
But the fact that they're just roaming around and doing all that, you know, then occasionally lately in Nashville, some of these, you know, so-called hapless homeless, you know, have gone crazy and stabbed people and done, you know, and done bad things.
Yeah.
And it's just that America needs an answer.
You know, every time you bring that up, I know this is terrible, and the topic, people don't like it, and I know, but it's just what it is. Every time you bring that up, I think there was a time in this country where there was a place for those people to go that was run by the state. Was it the best thing in the world? No, it was not.
No, but you can't let people run around like they're animals.
There's something to that. I mean, there's something to that.
You can't. I mean, it's just not right for us to spend money on bike paths and a lot of frivolous crap mm-hmm. when you've got people living like an animal in the bushes, which is what they're doing in Austin. They were living off the road near the ditch mm-hmm. down there, you know, the drainage ditch area. And, you know, they're running. I mean, and obviously some of these people are so mentally handicapped.
Yeah.
And you got to do something. I don't know what you do for them.
I don't either.
But to let them live around like that and just, and I think some Democrats feel it's, well, all we need to do is, you know, have a hot meal for them every once in a while, then send them back out there into the woods to live in a tree.
But that's just a Band-Aid.
But you can't be building these mega places for them to live in because a lot of them are so mentally ill that they're not going to live there.
That's right.
It's a waste. It's a waste of time. So there's got to be just a way where it's not okay where they're in the street, mm-hmm. panhandling at every corner, coming up to your window. You know, and all that stuff. It just can't be right.
No, I mean, you're not wrong. What to do about that? You know, you can always send us suggestions, and I'll open your email, askjimmycarter.com.
But, you know, we elect representatives to do that job.
We
Part
do.
Of it
but
is
they
to
don't
take
have
care
a clue.
People that are less fortunate.
They don't know,
whether
Jimmy.
Whether it's learning how to read or giving them school or whatever it is you got to do. But, you know, some of it involves just people having some self-control. But you just, you know, we need to put certain people in jail and keep them there.
But
we need to take people and put them in some kind of mental home or mental institution or something.
Yeah.
I mean, you just can't go around do-de-do like we're doing. It just,
but
it's
we don't
not,
have anybody,
not a great country.
We don't have anybody in there with any experience with the whole mental health thing. They just don't seem to.
Well, it's just the society in general is not cared about it.
That's fair.
Whether it's your churches or anything else. Yeah. I mean, they'll get a warm thing and get all together and lovey-dovey for Christmas and stuff, you know, and cook them a hot meal and a turkey. But that's not the answer.
Well, that's not going to keep you from getting stabbed when you walk down the street either.
Right. I mean, you know, and this is in every big city and even more so in the Democratic cities. And I'm not saying be cruel to them and put them out in the desert or something, but you've got to come up with something.
Well, I mean,
you just can't let this keep going like it is.
If you're going to spend the money where it counts. And that goes for anything. I mean, that goes for anything. Like you just said, we're paving bike paths, but we're basically not spending money on these people who are living out there on the street. So you can't use the bike path. You know, it's just irresponsible spending.
And you just got to put these people in its consequences. Mm-hmm. And you cannot have people coming into the country just willy-nilly with, you know, and then coming in here and ripping us off like the Somali people are doing
up there. That's infuriating. It's infuriating.
It really makes me mad.
Yeah, me too.
And it's got a lot of, and it's so big that it's going in. You know, this is not just going to be in Minneapolis.
No, it's going to be across the country.
And then they're double billing Medicare on transportation and all kinds of
stuff. I saw that with the, bringing in the translator and Ubering back and forth.
I mean, they're ripping us off. And that's why our debt is so high. And that's why you got the Republicans that don't want to give a penny to this affordable care thing, because they know there's a lot of
fraud,
bad stuff, you know, in it. But I don't know. I mean, it's just because you've got two sides that cannot talk to each other, that they cannot, you know, they cannot agree. And then everybody's thinking we have borderline personality disorder, where everybody's thinking is just black or white. It's either good or bad. It's black or white. There's nothing in the middle. And we live in a world that's gray, sports fans. And there's a lot of things that aren't just black and white.
That's fair. That's fair. If that's one thing you take away from the show today, not everything's black and white.
Not everything. You got to have black and white. You got to have rules. You got to have law. But if you don't have consequences, you don't have anything.
Well said. Until next week when we do it all again right here, I'm Derek Walker. He is
Jimmy Carter.
Good day.
Good day.
Whether you're walking barefoot in the snow, escaping for a walk on your lunch break, or trekking halfway across the world for a lush view, it feels good when we unplug and connect to our simpler side. If only our everyday nutrition were that simple. It's time to simplify your wellness routine with Ka-Chava. Getting the nutrition we need from that graveyard of supplements in our cupboards is often overcomplicated. Just two scoops of Ka-Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake, and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. So instead of adding to your backstock of supplements that overpromise and underdeliver, keep it simple with just two scoops that have the highest quality ingredients. Simplify your nutrition at Ka-Chava.com and use code NEWS. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st. That's Ka-Chava, Ka-C-H-A-V-A.com, code NEWS. From walking barefoot in the snow to hiking for miles for a view, it feels good to connect with our simpler side. Simplifying your wellness with Ka-Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake feels good too. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and more. No fillers, no nonsense, just the highest quality ingredients. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st when they go to Ka-Chava, Ka-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS.